selling it, and I was about to pay in cash, of course. And the old man has backed out just like that. But the boy told me he's now having this fall when it gets cold and the leaves and everything's dead. And says he'll get back in the moon and you can buy it. He says, I'll not sell it to anybody else. I'll let you have it. It's 6 miles out on US 59. Then when you leave the highway, you cross the railroad and go back down just a half quarter across 10 acres. And that's a county road. It's a good road. In other words, it's just a little over a quarter off the blacktop, and it's 6 miles out. And it can be made a beautiful place. Before I went ahead to buy, I used to build and sell building material. I knew about what it would cost to remodel it. And I figured that we could remodel, put in a pressure water system, and modernize it, bath and septic tank and all, for around $2,500. And it would be a beautiful place after we had done that.
Do your boys have any place that they can play now or keep a burrow?
No. We have a nice place where we live. It is only a 50-foot lot, but immediately back of us is City Park and Ball Diamond and football field and the fair building. And the fair building in this county is small. It's more or less a shed, and there's plenty of area for them to play. But if we live out of town, I love them to have it out of boy. So. I didn't build it for a home when I built it. I built it to sell. In fact, I built over 12 or 15 houses in and around town here and sold them. And I made them a living that way. And I built that one to sell. I couldn't find the buyer, and we were paying $40 a month rent right across in the next block here, facing the other street. So we decided to move down there. We didn't like the location. Why, I don't know. We didn't have any reason. But since we've lived there, we like it. We've lived there 3 years now. So last year, we decided we'd call it home, and we built a new addition. We built a carport and a 12 by 18 kitchen and dining area. And made it large enough. It's 38 by 40. It's the size of it now.
Well, it is large.
But it's a 3-bedroom, and it's plenty of room. Our living room is 14 by 20, I believe.
I see some of these houses that people build, these great rambling things, and it's just a...
I can't see any point in it, really.
Just for show.
For show, and it costs a lot of money to put on that kind of show. The squarer you can build a building, the more square feet you get in it. And that's why we built ours. Now, going down the west side is a living room and closets. Not living room, bedroom, closets, bathroom, another closet, bedroom. Then across the back a ways is another bedroom. It's an oblong bedroom, the boys' bedroom. Then from that bedroom is a closet. And from the closet up is the living room, and the carport is on the east side. And on straight on back from the carport is a 12 by 18 kitchen dining area. And it's neatly arranged. We're fortunate in that we built it where it could be built onto,
and no one will build behind you.
No.
Should be quite a selling point when you get ready to